January 16th, 1906. No one can resist the truth. One who lives in the sphere of the divine will resides in the abode of all riches. Continuing in my usual state, my blessed Jesus came for a little and told me, "No one can resist the truth, nor can man say that it is not the truth. As evil and stupid as one might be, he cannot say that white is black, and that black is white, and that light is darkness, and that darkness is light. Only one who loves it embraces it and puts it to work, while one who does not love it remains perturbed and tormented." And he disappeared like a flash. A little later, he came back and added, "My daughter, one who lives in the sphere of my will resides in the abode of all riches. And one who lives outside of this sphere of my will resides in the abode of all miseries. This is why it is said in the gospel that one who has will be given, and one who has not will be deprived of the little he has. In fact, since one who lives in my will resides in the abode of all riches, it is no wonder that he will continue to be enriched more and more with all goods, because he lives in me as though in his own house. And keeping him in me, would I perhaps be stingy? Would I not keep giving him day after day, now one favor, now another, never ceasing to give to him until I have shared all my goods with him? Yes, indeed. On the other hand, for one who lives in the abode of miseries, outside of my will, his own will is already in itself the greatest of miseries and the destroyer of every good. So, if he has a little bit of good, not having contact with my will and appearing as useless in that soul, what is the wonder if it is taken away from him?